This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia. I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz, Caldwell Tanner, and Emily Axford.
That's Moonshine.
Hello.
Hola.
Actually, Hardwin does not know Spanish.
Hardwin's...
How do you say hello in Dwarven?
Languages, Dwarven and Spanish. But only because he worked in a Mexican restaurant.
I know quesadilla and hola.
You found a magical stone called Duolingo.
Cool. So guys, let's do a little recap and we can keep it loose and kind of talk through it. But last session, the party was at the Hungry Trout Inn and Tavern. That's where you started.
Mishka.
Where you just decapitated some troublesome barbarian folk. Some of the townspeople and Mishka, the half-orc bartender, helped you hide the bodies.
Right? Yeah, yep. Kruk. You guys and killed Ganesh? Kruk? No, Kruk and Goresh.
Goresh is not dead yet. Goresh is the head
big guy. Yeah.
Mishka told you that Goresh was the leader. You have not killed Goresh. Mm-hmm. You have not even met Goresh.
Mishka was badass. Bitch fought a dragon.
She did tell you that her and a group of townspeople had fought the dragon before the heroes ever came. So yeah. She is kind of a badass. Yeah. She explained to you guys that these barbarians were part of the Cracked Tooth Clan and that they were pretty much running the town. Then you had your boy Scoutmaster Denny took you to visit
Coward.
Shay, the druid, at the temple. She was the
so
gray-haired, ageless druid lady. Who...
I just, like, want to go to her, like, yoga retreat in Belize.
I want to live in a yurt with her.
Oh, my God, yes. Me and Shay in a yurt, just wrapped up in yoga mats.
That's what's keeping you warm in the bog right now.
Just that drowning in chia seeds.
So she blessed you guys, she healed you up, and she gave you some scrolls of water walking. But then you guys elected, instead of using the scrolls of water walking, you saved them, you elected to take a boat across, you snuck by that barbarian druid dude, then traveled to a dilapidated dock on the other side of the bay, you headed into the swamp to search for the missing green teens who were dragged off by the bullywugs, you picked up their trail and managed to kill a couple of the bullywug scouts. I believe Hard One chopped one in half.
That's correct.
And Beverly stabbed one into a tree.
Right through the heart.
I feel like you're really glossing over some of Hard One's failures.
I don't remember those.
Let's
continue with the recap.
He was hit by two spears before that.
Was he?
You fell into a puddle later.
I don't know.
Then you guys fought a giant snake.
It was
snake
so long ago.
That burst out of a murky pool of water.
And Hard One killed the snake. And let's get started with the episode.
Hard One finished it off while yelling Opa Aladdin style, in reference, of course, to Beverly also yelling Opa Aladdin style earlier in the fight. Moonshine then cut up the snake to
jambalaya.
Possibly make some jambalaya in the future.
Can we get a quick jambalaya recap? We have a frog leg.
Yeah, you do have a frog leg.
And some snake skin, or just like, I guess, a big hunk of snake.
Yeah, snake, frog.
Uh-huh.
You know,
this is going to be a hell of a stinky jambalaya.
It's going to be a real aquatic jambalaya.
No rice, no veggies. Just
Hard
meat.
One is not hungry.
Okay, so let's get started. So you guys are in this swamp. You've just killed this giant 15-foot-long snake, body as thick as Hard One's neck. There's this pool of muddy water in front of you that seems to work like quicksand. Beverly lost his javelin there.
R.I.P.
You guys have
is
a pretty good
frozen?
Idea of what happens.
Is it not frozen? I had frozen it.
No, it does not freeze because your spell doesn't work if there's a creature in there.
Yep. No,
I was just for dramatic effect saying that the snake burst through the ice.
Oh.
But there's not actually.
But it actually, your spell fizzled. for practical purposes.
Right.
Humiliating.
For those keeping track.
For those keeping track, I didn't make a goddamn mistake. Yeah. Don't at me.
Also.
Every time I don't follow the rules perfectly, I'm going to say don't at me.
Absolutely.
Can Moonshine do a little look to see if there are any hanging vines around?
Give me an investigation check. You can see that there are hanging vines, obviously, but
time to
let's see how much you see.
Bish, that's going to be a...
that's going to be numbers.
18.
Yeah. 18, wow. Right. Okay, you can see, so you've got this murky pool of quicksand, you know, some World War One type water mud in front of you. You see around the vines and stuff, you see that there are some branches broken and stuff, and it looks like some of the bullywugs may have climbed up and jumped across.
Oh.
To some hanging branches on the other side.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
So there's not like a Tarzan vine.
There is not a Tarzan vine. You would need to climb across, monkey bars style.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Kind of hang and swing. You need to do a little jump.
I could do a little jump.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a little jump?
You guys would have to climb up first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll climb up.
Okay, give me a climb check. Athletics.
16.
16, great. You scurry up that tree. You're able to work your way across the branches. Uh-huh. And there's a little jump that you can make to get to the branch of a tree on the other side.
Well, before I do that, I want my compatriots to join me up here, probably, unless you guys want me to do recon.
So we can't just walk around the puddle?
You could, but it's
but it'd
so
be
so the puddle. It's not a puddle. It's not a puddle.
Uh-huh. It's
a giant pool of water. It
goes
20 feet across to the other side, where you see the bullywug tracks pick up again, and you see it as far as you can see to the east and as far as you can see to the west, it is going.
Okay.
So you can take the long way around, but you're going to need to do rolls for tracking to see if you can find the
bullywug.
Wait
a second. I'm going to drop, I've got Pawpaw's leash. I'm going to drop Pawpaw's leash, and I can help you guys up.
Oh. We also have rope. Sure. I feel like we all have rope.
Yeah, you guys do have rope, too. But you can use Pawpaw's leash.
Can you
wait,
the flavor,
let's let Beverly hop up on my shoulders, reach Pawpaw's leash. And
No. Wait, I have a question. Does Pawpaw's leash have, like, a harness aspect on it? Is it, like, one of those?
Yeah, so it is attached to Pawpaw.
Okay,
yeah.
So she's lowering Pawpaw.
So Pawpaw is on his leash right now, right?
Yeah.
So are you?
Yeah.
Is Pawpaw? Okay.
Well,
so Moonshine,
I can either lower Pawpaw to you, or I can hold Pawpaw and lower his leash.
I'm going to
Pawpaw cannot be
wait, okay, so are you hanging on to Pawpaw's leash? So you are going to be pulling up. I guess you could pull up Beverly. He probably only weighs 40 or 50 pounds.
Yeah, pull me up. Hard one, you're on your own.
Whoa.
Godspeed.
Okay, so Pawpaw is on this leash.
Yeah.
No, Pawpaw is like in my overalls, and then I've wrapped the leash around one of the you know, the straps of the overall.
Okay.
And then I'm letting it down. So there's sort of like a belay.
Okay. I am going
to
strap myself into the harness.
Great. Beverly, like a good boy, clips into the leash.
Belay on.
Give me
it. Everyone is just like, shh.
I
ready,
notice,
proceed.
I noticed that you did a bad knot, so I fix your knot real quick.
I said, what are you fiddling with down there?
Nothing. It's just some shoddy craftsmanship, but I have my knotman's badge, so I'll fix that right up for you.
Okay, that's real cute. Get on up here, child. Here
I go. All right, so you're climbing up with a leash. I guess I'll give you advantage on a climb check.
Okay.
Go ahead and take it, buddy.
Yeah, because it's a strong-ass leash.
All right, here
Pawpaw
we go.
Yeah,
is
Pawpaw
muscular.
Does...
He
try to run
fast.
Away all the time.
Oh, that's a 10
plus your athletics.
Plus 5. Great.
Great. 15. You scurry right up there.
Very
Pawpaw
nice.
Starts licking at you like crazy. Suddenly, he wants the leash now that he doesn't have it.
Right.
And he starts kind of biting at you, kind of biting at the leash and pulling.
No. Pawpaw, please.
Hard one. That's you, man.
Cool.
He's going to roll a one.
I shout down and say, hard one, do you want the leash?
I'm good.
No, I dangle it down. I'm dangling it down in his
hard
face.
Hard one ignores the leash, runs up, and would I roll the 20?
Yeah, roll the d20, baby.
And I do plus
your athletics.
Great.
Should be like a plus 6, right?
Okay, I rolled an 8. But
all right,
that's
all right,
okay.
All right.
But I got a plus 6. That's a 14.
That's a 14. Cool. So hard one, not as easily as Beverly with the leash. Still manages to get up with his pride mostly intact.
Wow, hard one. It looks like the bark of the tree really scratched you up.
Oh, fine.
You just got red marks all over you.
A little too out of breath.
I do offer him a Band-Aid.
So you guys are up in this tree now, and you need to do a little jump to reach the branch on the other side, or else you will fall 15 feet down into this pool of quicksand.
Could we use our rope, our actual rope, not our papa harness, and kind of like lasso over to the other branch?
Yeah, go okay. for it.
Ooh, cool. And then we can make a zip line?
We can make a zip line.
Yep.
Okay, let's so make a you're, zip line, you know what?
I want to ride the zip line with my axe.
Okay, so you're going to try to kind of tie
a little
lasso.
I'm going to ride it with my scimitar and then break it. Just shaves it off.
You're stranding us.
Are you making like a little lasso?
Yeah, I'll make a lasso.
Roll me a survival check, I guess.
Okay, I think I'm good with that.
You should be pretty good at it.
Survival.
You are a little boy scout.
All right, here we go.
You should be.
Ooh, 16 plus 3, 19.
Great, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you make a little lasso.
Uh-huh.
That's sturdy as fuck, man.
I do this, and I successfully make the zip line, and I kind of like solemnly whisper.
You don't successfully make the zip line, my man.
Okay,
you got to throw the lasso now. Now make
a really good lasso.
Right. It is a good lasso. You got a good lasso right now, and you can throw the lasso with an attack roll. So just make a ranged attack.
So that's 10.
You got a 10 total?
Yeah.
Okay. So you throw the lasso, you see it go into the thicket of branches and leaves of the other tree, but it's kind of hard to see. You pull on it, and it seems to be pretty strong.
The knot.
I look dubiously at your merit patch for advanced rope.
No, but the knots will hold. The knots. It's all about the knots.
Yeah, you pull it and tighten it, and
I just think of Scoutmaster Denny saying, "Good boy." to you.
I rip it off and give you the patch. Hold on to this until I need it, until I'm ready for it.
You'll learn it back.
I'll go first as a show of good faith.
Okay,
cool. Do I need to roll again?
Ooh, I'm worried about you.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a acrobatics check, acrobatics or athletics. And do it with advantage because you got the rope there.
All right, I have a plus 5 in athletics. I'm going to do that.
Great.
That's a 15.
Great.
Cool.
You're able to scurry across. Mm-hmm.
Can I do a cheer as I go?
Yes, you can.
Scully, Scully!
Shh,
Child, sorry. I appreciate
Bully wants to send on you from all directions. Quickly killing Beverly.
Scully, Scaloo!
So you scurry across.
It's
you
bad
get,
luck not to say it.
You get to the other tree. You're able to move the leaves out of the way and kind of see where your lasso ended up. You see that it's in a little bit of a precarious position, not on quite as strong of a branch as perhaps you would have liked. And if Hardwon or Moonshine had gone, perhaps they might have fallen.
Beverly, perhaps you want to tighten up that.
Wait, can they see that I did a bad job?
They can't see that you
okay,
did a bad job.
Okay, hold on. So I quickly fix it. I give it a big tug.
Beverly, how's it look over there?
All good down here. All good.
Is it sturdy?
So you fixed it?
I fixed it,
Great, okay.
Okay.
Very sturdy, has always been sturdy, and remains as such.
So I took a pawpaw in my overalls, and I take my washboard, and I zip line across.
Oh.
Nice.
Really? Okay, give me
You're not going to let her have it?
I will let her have it.
Not a good
let her
really.
Have it. Give me a...
I'm just saying it's going to make beautiful music as I go across.
Okay. Give me a performance check. I don't know how to deal with this.
Another beautiful song.
Would a washboard just... The metal just burned down the rope.
Oh, no, I'm doing the other side. I'm doing the other side.
You're doing the other side.
Wood on the wood on rope.
It's so crazy. As she does it, it's exactly the melody for Sammy Charm Kind of Life.
Great.
I got 11.
11, okay. It's pretty impressive and cool. You do that thing that happens in zip lines sometimes where you start to go and then you kind of stop and you have to swing yourself a little. So she is able to get herself across. But
only because the weight of my huge fertile boobs just like propels me like forward, helps me scooch.
You can see that maybe she could have died by doing that.
Yeah.
But she's able to lamely scoot across the very end of it, and she gets into the other tree with Bev.
It's like a little too sexual as I hump my way across.
I feel like,
Hardwon pretends not to notice.
Do you, like, do that anime thing where, like, you slide in and kind of, like, squish up against me with your boobs?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's real pervy.
Beverly gets a nosebleed.
I do get a nosebleed instantly.
God, I really want to try doing the zip line on the Great Axe, actually.
You can do that.
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. I'm zip lining on the Great Axe.
Hell yeah.
Okay, not the bladed part, correct?
No. just the wood.
Okay, great.
Wood on rope. What do I roll, the 20?
Yes, I made her do a performance check, but that was kind of silly, so let's just say athletics.
I rolled a 5.
Okay, you also got an 11. Thank God I didn't make you roll a performance check, because you would have been in that quicksand. So Hard One does the same thing. He jumps up thinking, oh, this looks like so much fun. Starts to swing down, gets stuck halfway, and then awkwardly has to... across.
This is the Kaloo Calais.
Once again, I'm reaching out my hand, being like, Hard One, just grab my hand.
I'm good.
Just grab my hand.
I'm good.
Kaloo Calais, Hard One, you can
Kaloo
do it.
Kaloo Calais, Beverly.
Kaloo Calais.
I give Beverly his patch back. You earned this now, son.
Oh, thank you. I quickly sew back on with my sewing skills.
It takes 3 hours.
I quietly remove the sewing patch.
Okay, fair enough.
So you guys are in this tree on the other side of the muddy pool. Are you guys going to try to climb down, or what do you want to do from here?
I would like to take a little look. I would like to survey
the
scene.
That seems smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Give me a perception check.
I lend her my spyglass.
Very good.
Ooh, bitch, that's going to be a 23.
Ooh, nice.
That's okay. Right. Well, you know, we got good eyesight down here.
You can see the fucking Galateron from up here.
So you see, it is difficult for you to kind of see anything because there are all of these other trees around. It's just, a big thicket. It's difficult for you to see. But you do see smoke from a fire north to you. And to the west, you can see the top of a castle.
A castle?
Yeah, like a keep.
We don't know about this castle. This isn't
That the dragon Shadowfang lived in a keep in this swamp.
Okay. Well, first off, y'all, we got smoke, and you know what they say about smoke. Where there's smoke, there are youngins.
Yep. Uh-huh. When there's smoke, yeah. That's not quite what they say, but yeah.
There are youngins.
They love the stuff.
Our youngins down by the creek play with a lot of fire. Anyways, so
you
I believe...
You guys are bad with children. Go on.
Honestly, down at the creek, they outnumber the adults by about 12
so they make
to
the
1.
Rules.
So they make the rules.
A place where kids rule. Sounds cool to me.
It's a scary place.
It's so crazy that one day you guys are going to have to go to the creek, and I just have to keep a running list of all the stupid shit
like
Emily
young
says.
Young kids playing with fire.
It's Children of the Corn. Except, and there is a lot of corn.
Second point of interest is next to that, there is the spire of a castle. Mm-hmm. Now, I obviously know right now that's not.
It's kind of far away.
Okay.
It's not exactly in the...
So that's not directly of interest to us right now, but perhaps it is something that if we save these youngins...
It's safe for them at the keep.
It could be a good place to hide out in case of danger.
Yeah.
I made a little map.
I love squatting. I love finding just in an abandoned house and just living there for 3 to 6 months.
Strange hobby.
That's interesting.
I'll tell you what.
That's a personal passion of yours.
I live in a house with my mom and dad, but that's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Shall we proceed to the north?
Yeah, let's go save the kids.
Where are you guys? How are you guys at HP wise and stuff?
Oh shit! I think
15, baby.
I think I'm at 9.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think I'm at. Shit. I don't think I got hurt.
Is this something like what?
I don't think you got
hurt.
Do we
have any sort of concept of like how pressing this is? If we need to, like, if we need to get to them right away, or if we could take a nap?
I feel like it's as pressing as like whenever kids are missing.
That's pretty pressing, right?
Yeah.
There's like the ritualistic sacrifice.
We've all seen the first 48.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want to sleep in?
We don't find the green teens within 48 hours.
Although it would be fun to put up a little hammock in a tree. Have a
quick
siesta.
We could do that once we find the green teens.
I could, hold on. I think I'm out of spells, so I don't know if I can do a heal.
You are out
left.
Of spells, right?
I've got second wind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you still have action surge as well.
Oh yeah,
you haven't used any of your stuff.
No, I haven't.
Not out of strategy. I think you just forgot that you have.
I just don't really look at the paper,
so it kind of works out.
Hardwin's too proud to ever accept
everyone
help.
Else
even
had to use all of their spells to save your life because you weren't using your own abilities.
Moonshine is currently has like a poultice of healing herbs that she's trying to put on all of his bark rashes.
I'm good.
You guys, have potions though.
Yeah.
Okay.
One potion has been used.
I say we book it. I say we just try and get these youngins. I mean, they are the priority. They are the future.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You great. Know?
Let's go for it.
So you guys continue to make your way.
We're stealthing. I'm going first. Mask of the Wild.
Great.
Oh.
Go ahead and give me a stealth roll with advantage because you got that Mask of the Wild.
14.
14. Okay. Pretty good. So you start making your way through.
Just pretty good.
So I'm like doing a really good job stealthing, but I'm also humming loudly.
Spores are growing everywhere. So not that
yeah,
stealth.
You're unseeable, but you are singing a crick song.
Lullaby.
And Papa is never stealth.
Yeah, Papa's just going. Rink, rink, rink.
Papa is.
Why did you bring the animal?
He's real gassy today.
Those are his little burps. Just over and over again.
He's really
Papa's scared of trees. That might be a problem. That might be a problem for you guys.
He's very
he just screams. He screams all the time.
Papa's scared of trees.
Okay, so you guys make your way.
He thinks they're alive. I mean, they are alive.
That's
but
true.
He thinks they're armed.
Okay. Oh,
to see the world that Papa sees.
You make your way through the swamp. You're able to pick up the Bullywug's trail when suddenly in the distance you see the glow of this fire now.
Okay.
So it's safe to assume that you're getting close.
What are you talking
camp.
Like campfire, bonfire?
Or a ritualistic sacrifice fire.
Yeah.
Is it like a fun bonfire that everyone's dancing around and drink? Oh, it's just a bonfire where underage teens are drinking?
Yeah.
More of like a cooking fire.
Okay.
Oh, we're cooking those fucking kids, man.
That's fine.
Yeah, you smell
dry
teen
brine?
Flesh.
Is there a dry brine on those kids?
You're not close enough yet.
Yeah, vinegar
so
or sugar.
Go ahead and give me a perception check. And I'm going to roll for somebody.
Jake, I like to think that Hard One is saying all these things to Beverly. Just be like, they're fucking eating those kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ruining your positive attitude.
No, they're probably going to try and get a ransom form or something.
What I got a 10.
You got a 10.
Wait, you roll. What is the perception check? That's the 20-sided?
Yes. Plus every check is 20-sided. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys can all give me perception checks.
15
Great.
Plus something.
What is it plus?
It's plus your perception. Yeah, it's one of your skills.
Oh, of course. Which I have 0.
Great. Okay.
And I rolled a 6.
Cool. So Hard One just starts walking towards
What's
the fire.
What's wrong with you? Do you have like sweaty hands or something that are like
it's
waiting
bad,
the
it's
dice
bad luck.
Against
it's
you?
It's the overconfidence.
How are you in Vegas?
It's very bad. It's the problem is the hubris. It's
that's right.
It's God punishing you.
That's exactly right. If I was just a little more humble, I would be better.
All right, so Bev, you clock a single bullywog standing guard.
Uh-oh.
He looks a little bored. You see him, you know, nonchalantly Ooh. Stick his tongue out and eat a fly as it buzzes by.
Hmm.
He's holding a giant hammer.
Children.
Yeah. He's holding a giant hammer in two hands, and he's near a big hanging metal sheet. Looks like some kind of improvised gong. And in the distance you can see the fire and you can hear some chatter.
Is it just me or does this feel like the jamboree is happening?
We did have a big jamboree.
Oh, okay.
We do just have a gong at the jamboree.
This isn't the jamboree.
It feels like now that she's put the idea in my head, I see the gong.
Be quiet. Don't celebrate.
Okay, all right.
It's not the jamboree.
No. Bev. No kalu kalis right now. Okay.
Okay.
Silent. You can do. You can do a mental kalu kali.
Kalu kush.
Okay. All right. Now I can tell by the way that bullywug is standing that it is in heat. So.
I know what that's
you see,
like.
He just picks his ass.
I don't think that's going to affect anything, but just be weary.
I don't know. Someone's who's in heat for. Most days of the year.
Uh-huh.
It does affect you, you know. Water retention and such.
Absolutely.
We may
I don't
be able to use it again.
I don't understand, and I would ask you to quit talking about it.
Same.
Okay. I'm just saying, you're going to smell it instinctually, no? So.
We know you're fertile.
Papa just starts sticking his head into your armpits.
You say it so much.
I know, it's like a warning. Anyways, go on.
Well, all right. So does anyone have an idea about what we should do? I imagine there's more bullywugs around, but that's the only one I can see.
Yeah, we can't let a marine that fucking gone.
Yeah, that would probably be bad. It could either summon more bullywugs or start the Feast of Pelor, which is an annual jamboree tradition.
It's not going to be that one.
I don't know. I think it's like 50-50.
Well, so he's bored. So what if we made some noise out here to try and lure him
in?
I like that.
Yeah.
And then we can kind of ambush him.
Kaloo, Kalesh!
Wait, did you really do that?
I don't actually do that.
Oh, wait a second. Beverly, you know so much about these bullywogs. Why don't you make a bullywog mating call? If he's in heat, get him to come back.
Do you have your animal mating call patch?
I have I have dissected a bullywog, and we had some lectures.
So it was not making any noise.
It was not making any noise, it's true. But I have some of my dad's friends like to go bullywug hunting, and one of them gave me a bullywug call, you know, for one of my birthdays. So great. I've got some experience with it.
Let's go.
You do not have a bullywug call. I'll stand for the nonsense in the crick. Right. I'll stand for the green teen traditions.
Oh, so what I do is I check my pockets. Ah, dang it, I left it at home.
It's going to be a deception check.
Okay.
So... whoever has the best deception,
plus two.
Mm-hmm.
Just check it out.
What do you guys?
You guys can also kind
plus
of.
Six.
You guys can also. Plus two. You guys can also help each other.
I can't believe a paladin. Well, okay. Well, again, so we got bullywogs down by the creek. So if you do a mating call, I do a mating call. Between the two of us, one of us is going to get it right.
Yeah, because that's two girls for every guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to do a mating call.
Uh huh.
To lure him out.
Okay.
Wait, no, I'm doing it. I have six in deception.
Okay.
The rest of the episode is Beverly getting fucked by a bullywog.
It's just part of the patch.
Over. All right.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna like...
It's just Hard One and Moonshine in the bushes giving him a thumbs up.
Okay. You're doing great, buddy.
All right.
DC 20 deception check.
Wait, really?
I'm not joking. He's a fucking... frogman.
Right.
He's not going to think a little boy making a frog sound is another frog that wants to fuck him. You're going to need to do a goddamn good job to trick him.
So wait, let's talk about this because you're likely going to fail.
Yep.
If 50-50. You fail, at least the noise will probably get it. He probably
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to like...
Right. But couldn't we also just like break a bunch of twigs?
No. I think this is a good option.
No, Jake.
Do we need to make the bullywog horny? Okay.
Jake, I'm going to be...
Here, can I just fucking clap my hands?
I am going to be true to my character, and Beverly definitely likes to do things the hard, complicated way. Because Beverly's a little petty and
right,
likes to show his knowledge.
Well, Hard One is at least trying to talk you out of it as you do the bully walk.
No. Right. One last thing.
Yeah.
I think we should also build a little trap.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So is there a
How are you? You got to take some time to build a trap, and you're going to need to roll stealth rolls to see if you make noises.
Okay.
Okay, in that case, maybe we'll just hide and we'll ambush him when he comes.
Yeah, I think
and
if y'all...
the point is just to get him to come over so we can ambush
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, but I think that you are telling me that you believe in my ability to do bullywug calls.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm telling you not to do it.
I think this is a great idea.
Just as Hard One as Jake, go for it.
Bro. Yeah. I give y'all both thumbs up and then I like contort my fingers into a weird flesh ocarina and... prepare to bellow out this bullywug call.
All right, wait. All right, I'm gonna give you. You can roll advantage on this, but you still need to beat a DC 20.
All right, cool.
Because I love the term flesh ocarina.
It looks so uncomfortable. Okay. I'm like pulling out my. This is like a fucking jutsu.
Oh my god!
And remember, it doesn't have to be super loud.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, for it to be accurate, it would be. But I understand.
What did he roll? You rolled a one. I gave you advantage. Right. I gave you advantage. So roll again.
Oh, well, the next one's going to be a like fucking 20.
Okay. That's a six.
Okay. Oh. And what did you get?
So
what do you have total for deception?
Plus six. Yeah, 12.
Okay. You see the dude looks up, bangs the gong.
Okay.
You hear the sound of the hammer against the metal, loud gong.
I should have known that the gong was a warning.
Yeah.
Okay, should we scurry up in the trees?
Go away!
Should
we go away?
You see bullywugs start emerging. Mm-hmm.
Should we scurry up in the trees and try and get some kind of advantage over them?
Let's get up the tree.
I'm going up in the tree.
I strap on the papa harness and go up the tree.
Okay, so give me some climb checks to see if you can get there quick enough while these bullywugs run into the forest to find you guys.
We add acrobatics or athletics? We had athletics.
I got a 1.
You got a 1.
I got a 17. Plus,
well, this is the first time I didn't say watch this and I got a 24.
Ooh.
Hard One scurries up.
Whoa.
Beverly face plants in the mud.
I got a 17.
You scurry up. So
now
so
that
everybody,
I can't leave Beverly
so
down
me,
there.
Everybody give me stealth checks. Beverly, you give me one with disadvantage because you're face down in the mud.
I just rolled another 1.
13.
Okay.
Paylor has forsaken me.
I only got a 6.
So Hard One bounds up a tree and tries to hide between some branches.
But he is so big.
But his legs are just hanging out. He thinks that just because he has his face covered like a toddler, he thinks he's hidden.
Moonshine mistakes his huge meaty legs for just another bough of the tree and tries to climb them.
His legs are trunks.
So Moonshine is hiding behind Hard One's legs and you can see her face. Pawpaw doesn't realize that you're in danger and he's just kind of walking around.
Oh, I gotta deposit Pawpaw I'm depositing him up in the tree. Okay. And he's staying up there.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Pawpaw scrambles.
That little thing has
Pawpaw
probably
stay.
Like one
Pawpaw
hit
scrambles
point.
Up into the tree.
Pawpaw,
as you guys
scramble.
Go up into the tree, Beverly.
Pawpaw, get into the trees.
Beverly face plants in his scramble as the bullywogs rush into the forest to find you guys. Beverly just tries to cover himself in mud and kind of hide.
But that is what I would do, yeah.
You guys see 7 bullywogs.
That's still really bad.
Come out and they find Beverly first.
All right, I got
and
a symbiotic
Ewok style.
No, they hoist me,
point their spears at
you. Oh, I got you.
Oh, surrounded by seven bulldog spears
while you're on the ground.
I'm gonna wait this one out, see how Beverly handles it.
Okay. So you see they hold their spears to you. You see they look kind of freaked out and confused. A bunch of them are mumbling in bullywug real quick, being like, and you see one sticks his spear up to your chin.
Okay.
And in broken common says,
"Are you here for the tambourine?" What are you doing out here?
I think I laugh. Okay. I try not to. I cover my mouth instantly, but I do let out a little chuckle.
Okay, Beverly starts
so
laughing.
So impolite.
A bunch of the bullywugs, two of them grab you, pick you up, and start walking you back.
Okay.
Shit. So we should
so
either
wait,
rescue
his,
him.
Yes, if you guys want to do something right now, me know.
I think we gotta go.
Do you have spells?
Well, no. I was gonna symbiotic entity.
So you're gonna turn into a symbiotic entity?
Yeah. So you know it's go time.
Let's go.
That's like I didn't have to say anything.
Do you think is there like a Sailor Moon transformation sequence that plays when you do that?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Every time.
A spore
except
one.
Instead of like you know rock music or something, it's like bluegrass music.
I'll washboard.
Make an attack.
Oh Lord.
They
okay.
They haven't seen you yet.
As they're dragging me away, I ask, "Are we doing sack races this year?"
And
yes,
then
no?
I just come flying out of the tree with my scimitar on the closest bullywog, or like one of the bullywogs that's holding Beverly.
Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Okay. That's going to be 8 to hit.
8 to hit. That does not hit.
I didn't think so. But I still Halo Spores him.
You Halo Spores him. Okay.
Which is going to be 6 hit points because I am the fungal queen.
Moonshine jumps out of the tree. She misses big time with the scimitar. The bullywog moves out at the last second. They all let out a croak of fear. spits her spores at him. And you see he coughs and he looks very upset by this.
I cast Shalala.
Shalala?
Shalala?
Shalala.
Okay.
So that's my bonus action. So next time I use my scimitar.
Shalu Shalay. Cool.
So you turn your scimitar into a shalala. Hard one, if you want to take an attack, you can do it in a surprise
Hard one
round.
Who was just about to whisper to Moonshine, "Let's wait and see what happens." Turns, she's not there. And he's like, "All right, fuck." Jumps out, great axe over his head, swinging at the other bullywog that's holding Bev. That's an 8 plus, what is this, the 6?
Yeah, so 14.
14.
That actually does not hit.
What? 14 doesn't hit
him? Oh, wait, no. You know what? He's holding Beverly. He would not have his shield up, so it will hit him.
Oh, they got shields? Okay. These little motherfuckers have shields?
Yeah, so go ahead and make your attack roll.
Who the fuck sold shields?
Your damage. They have little wooden shields and stuff.
Who is dealing arms to these swamp?
Definitely someone my dad knows.
Heathens.
Okay.
Woo!
That's a 12.
Oh, wait,
plus 4?
Plus 4.
Ooh.
Hard one, after doing such a bad job hiding and looking like a dummy, does come out of the tree and slash this dude in half.
Hell yes.
Just like straight up
and
in half?
In half. This bullywug goes down.
There's something
Beverly,
way more badass about cutting people in half.
You would think
that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're
Beverly
talking
is covered
about, is it horizontal
in
half
guts.
Or vertical in half?
I really would prefer vertical in half. That's kind of like
is
the
it
most
vertical, Murph?
Badass
it's vertical
way you
half.
Can separate
okay.
somebody.
Ooh, I release some eggs.
Yeah. I scream, "This is the second time I've seen this."
So everybody roll initiative. We'll go into the actual fight.
Moonshine's looking at 9. Pawpaw's in the tree, by the way. Safe in the tree. Tucked
safe
away in the leaf.
I got an 8.
Okay.
I got 14.
Hard one, you actually go first.
Good shit.
So which guy are you going for? So there's the one that is pretty hurt that was holding Beverly that Moonshine hit. And there are 5 that have their spears and their shields up.
Cool. I'm gonna turn around and swing for a healthy one. Let Moonshine finish your guy. And I just rolled a 19.
That hits.
And then a 13.
Cool. You fucking chop this dude down.
Good. Let's decapitate this guy. Just old school.
Hey, Murph.
I say Opa Aladdin style again.
Could you break me off?
Opa Mulan style.
As these bullywugs die, could you give me like a little sample of what they say? Because their voices are very funny.
No! My mother!
Oh, dear.
That sounded bad.
Oh, no, this is not good. Moonshine has nothing but respect for family.
Especially well, mother.
His mother Moonshine is right is... next to him.
Oh, yeah, you're next. No.
My son.
Oh, Lord, my God. I think this is a family business.
Oh, my God, they're all
that's
related.
Actually, that's actually
this is
Beverly.
A mom and I don't, pop
these
shop.
Fucking bullywugs rolled so poorly. You guys should be being punished for your behavior right now. Fucking making bullywug sounds to trick a goddamn bullywug.
I think that was a great move.
It was
I
a very
no
good
regrets.
Plan. I've just got to work on being sexier. All right.
Yeah, we're going to have to practice.
Okay. I have to grapple, right?
No, they let you go because they've been attacked.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
One of them's dead. The other one's
so you are attack. You are right next to mm-hmm. the bullywug that Moonshine attacked.
Yeah.
And then there are now four behind you because Hard One killed one.
Killed two, right? Uh-huh.
Killed. Well, he killed two. He killed the one that was holding Beverly, and he killed one that was in the group of five.
Dang.
All right.
Great axes. Dripping blood.
I'm starting to believe that beard is real. I definitely.
You give it a gentle tug.
Oh, shit. I thought that was fake all along.
I guess I'll just go for the one nearest me.
Five.
Nine. So nine.
That does not hit. So you swing at this dude.
Damn.
This guy moves out of the way. Mm-hmm. He picks mm-hmm. up his shield and spear.
Dang it.
And they are going to take swings at you guys. So these four guys that are near Hard One are going to surround him.
Ooh, red at 15 AC.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to use Ooh. My second wind.
Yes,
please
you
use
did.
That.
Okay, so they're gonna attack. The first guy tries to bite Hard One.
Whoa, savage,
which
old
I guess,
school.
So 13 is not gonna hit you. So oh. the bite misses, Ooh. But then he gets to make a spear attack. Frogs don't have
with my hand.
You slap his teeth away.
Yeah, they don't have, wait, Murph. Frogs don't have teeth.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm looking
Bullywogs
at the fucking
do.
Monster manual, and he's got a goddamn
do.
Bite. So
just gonna bring
it
up
but Bullywogs
with Gary yeah. Gygax. 16 to hit. Does that hit you? What's your AC?
16.
Okay. That is a 7. That's 7 damage to Hard One.
Oh!
I'm fucked up. That puts me at 2.
Oh,
okay.
You still have a potion, though.
Second guy takes a swing at Hard One.
No!
And Hardy. He misses with his spear. Now he's going to go with his bite, which, yes, frogs can bite, apparently.
Oh, my God.
That is a 15 to hit. That does not hit you. Cool. So Hard Back One hand. Dodges out of the way. Barely, barely
he
alive.
He probably just, like, faints instead of ducks. Hard One passes out for a second, but that saves his life.
Yeah, you're sort of drunk in master style, yeah. losing so much blood.
I just can't stop thinking about a frog with human teeth now, and it's really tripping okay. me up.
Just, like, a really nice smile.
Yeah,
this
just
third
beautiful.
Frog
God,
opens.
Who's your dentist?
This next frog flashes a nice toothy smile as he goes in to bite Hard One.
Your
Moonshine
gum care
is like,
impeccable.
Dang,
they're
they don't,
flawless.
We don't get that.
He
at
goes
the
to bite you with his fangs and he misses.
They're not fangs, they're just regular
just
human
beautiful,
teeth.
Just
yeah.
human teeth.
Yeah.
Like,
just,
we're definitely like, do bullywogs have braces?
They just look like little chiclets.
What my are
they got a Hollywood
Invisalign?
Smile.
These little reeds to floss.
My teeth are garbage and I do have braces, so I'm very jealous of these bullywogs.
Okay, tries to stab you with a spear and he is going to succeed.
Oh, Hard One's going down. This changes the strategy.
That's 2 damage. What are you at?
That
zero.
Puts me at 0.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Hard One goes down.
God damn.
Do you got any heals on you?
This other one.
I got a potion. Oh, wait, no, I used my potion, but he's got one on him.
Runs
but
forward and
it.
Goes after Beverly.
Okay.
And he is going to hit with his bite. Yes, he does bite with his human teeth. And that's going to be 3 damage.
Okay.
And then he's going to swing at you with his spear. That is a 20 to hit.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then he hits you for 7 damage.
10 damage total. Cool,
okay.
cool.
And then the other guy.
Good numbers.
Come at me.
The other guy swings at Moonshine because Moonshine just.
That's about right.
Hit him. And he misses with his spear. And now he's going to go for his bite. And he misses with his bite. Back up Ooh. To Hard One. Hard One, give me a death saving throw. If you fail 3 times, you die forever.
13 plus what?
No, it's not plus anything. You got to beat a 10, so you got a 13.
So that's a success.
10 or higher is a success. So you've got 1 success.
Oh, cool.
You will stabilize if you get 3 successes. If you get 3 deaths, you will be dead. So you don't do it right now. So
oh,
you just
great.
Do 1 each round.
Well, that's really too
and
bad
if you
roll,
rolled
an 18 the second time. So
Jake, we'd really miss you if you died
okay.
here.
I would Moonshine. Kill myself.
All right. Moonshine's a little peeved because she's in her fungus form right now.
Yeah.
So her hospitalities at the wayside.
And her ovaries are just thrumming.
That she's got her shillelagh and she can't use it because she's got to go over and cure wounds to Hardwon.
Okay, nice. This guy, you do have the one guy right in front of you who's going to get an opportunity attack on you if you go over to Hardwon.
He's going to get an opportunity attack?
He's right on top of you.
Mm. Don't worry about me.
Okay, I'm going to leave you for now.
I'll survive.
In that case, I just shillelagh this bitch. Okay,
swing your shillelagh at his head.
14.
That does not hit.
Oh,
what?
You fucking
kidding me? Swing your shillelagh up. He blocks with
his
shield.
They got shields.
But it's goddamn magical.
Spore him.
Do spore him.
And then I just spore him.
You spore him for 6?
I do my little
cool.
kiss.
You shoot spores.
My Sonya Blade kiss.
You shoot spores into his big toothy mouth. And
I said, bite this bitch.
he bites down and a mushroom grows out of his head and his head explodes. He's dead.
Nice.
And I a tear comes to my eye. The beauty of life and death. From so death there
and
is
he yells,
life.
No, I have children. They're right over there.
God, this is such a sad story.
I'm just defending my home.
Bullywogs are just family.
They're a family people.
Quick, let me tell you my name before I die.
Bev, you're up.
Okay, I will run towards the bullywug closest to Hardwon.
Okay.
To defend. I want to try something.
Okay.
You can give me that classic Brian Murphy, yes or no?
Sure.
I pull out the snake tooth I took earlier.
Okay.
And I want to try and stab one of the bullywugs with it.
Cool.
To see if it's going to poison him.
Go for it.
I mean, you are pretty powerful. Probably more powerful than a poisonous snake tooth. But
yeah, but this
I like
will,
this.
I feel like maybe this
it's
will
also
threaten
creative.
Them. Yeah, it's creative. I think like maybe they'll see me do this and be like, oh, he's killed one of those big snakes. He's
Ooh,
not to be fucked
You should
with.
Hide it in your finger so they think that you just have a poisonous touch.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
The man of legend.
15.
Ooh.
Okay, that does hit. Go ahead and roll me a d4.
Okay.
For dagger damage.
It's a 2.
7 total?
Mm-hmm.
7 total. And then, yeah, sure. This one time you can roll a d6 for poison damage, but that'll be all his venom.
Yeah, bitch.
I don't know how if that's how venom works. It just stays on their teeth.
Don't
it's
add
it. No, it's stored in little cavities.
Okay.
I know this because I have the merit badge.
All right.
Can I ask how you
okay,
slapped
so
him?
Okay, so what
Did
is
you, like,
the total
slap
damage
him?
You've done?
Okay, shit.
You've done
7?
9.
Yeah,
okay,
so
9 damage.
Cool.
So you stab this dude for 9 damage.
Open palm slam.
Yeah.
Do
you think I just, like, slap him?
Yeah.
I think that's what I would do.
He lets out a pained croak.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's my birthday!
And then he'll do a constitution saving
Lord.
Throw.
I really don't think we should have been killing these people.
Usually I like to whip up a nice stew for someone who sets their birthday.
Okay, he does not get poisoned, but you did some poison damage.
Okay.
Okay, so that takes us to the bullywugs. So there's 3 that are going to swing on Beverly because he's right there, and then the other one's going to go at Moonshine.
Is he going to turn around?
Bite first, misses. Spear, misses. Second guy, spear, misses.
Yeah.
Shit, you have an
bite.
Duck.
Misses. You
I'm
just rolled
so
a
small.
I just rolled a 2, a 4, a 2, and a 3.
I am
These
as the wind.
Bullywugs are morons.
Oh, Beverly's just doing a river dance, getting out of the way.
God, I've taken
beautiful.
Cotillion.
Okay. This last guy is going to take a swing at Beverly, and he's going to hit. I'm so
Shit.
Sorry.
No.
He hits with a spear. Ooh, it's only 2 damage.
Oh, great.
So you take 2 damage, but he's still going to try to bite you.
Yeah.
Cool. So he goes to bite you, and you catch his teeth, his big human teeth, on your shield.
Nice.
Oh, so, the idea of teeth on
Murph,
a shield
yes.
makes me
Do
feel...
any of the teeth stay in the shield?
Do any of the teeth?
Beverly does have a teeth collection.
I'm starting a collection.
Yeah. He chips.
Walking around the world with you guys and your mushrooms and your
his
teeth.
His big bullywug front tooth on your shield.
And it gets stuck
you
in
have
the
half,
shield.
You have half a tooth.
I'm starting a craft.
Well,
bullywug teeth
it,
are now canon.
You should keep it in your shield, though, so everyone knows that you've battled.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to paste all of the teeth on top of my shield. It's a little craft project.
Cool. Why don't you do that after you haven't died?
Oh, yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Cool. So this other guy is going to attack Moonshine.
I said, bring it on.
And hits.
Try and bite me,
bitch. With a spear for 2. He rolled a 1 on his damage. And he's going to try to bite you. Oh, he crits.
Oh, no.
First crit
Good,
of
I
the
love
show
getting bit
is
up.
On you
What
guys.
The fuck, Murph?
You think I haven't ever slipped outside and let the skeeters bite me? I ain't afraid to get bit.
All right. He gives you a big, chompy bullywug bite for 5 damage.
Yikes.
Nothing.
Hard one. Roll me a death saving throw, bud.
Oh
boy.
I can't use the 18 from last time?
You cannot.
That was a 3.
Okay, that's a fail.
I saw it was a single digit, and knowing you, I was like, dear Lord.
Hard one starts...
dear Melora.
Hard one starts gurgling on blood a little bit. Things are looking pretty dire over there.
Okay.
That is moonshine.
Okay, so if I want to run over to Hard One, they're going to get attacks of opportunity.
One guy will.
All right, I got to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so he's
going
to take an attack on you, and he misses.
Oh.
You're blessed.
Thank you, Melora. Okay, and then I'm going to cure wounds. I'm going to cure wounds Hard One.
Cool.
Nice.
So Hard One, that's going to
When you're in the symbiotic form, yeah. Do you just kind of like feed him a mushroom?
Yeah, I do like good spores. I have bad spores that I do at the yeah, bad nice. Guys.
Good
and then
spores.
Push it past
spores.
The blood coming out of my mouth.
One of them, they're both green, but one is a slightly different shade of green. It's very important that you know which hue is which.
And it is very dark.
Oh, that's going to be 12.
Ooh.
Very nice. What does 12. That mean?
You pop back up with 12 HP.
And then, you know the, and then you know the dude that that Beverly hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kiss of spores.
How do you want to kill him?
Well,
I'll say finish him. That'll be my thing.
Finish him?
Finish him.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to go over and kiss him on his toothy mouth and just basically vomit spores into him.
Gross.
Everyone feels
he
like
dies.
Almost
mushroom vomit.
Does he have any last words?
Can I?
My first kiss.
Yes. Oh, I was thinking the exact same thing. Yes, we
so
did it.
So sad for him.
But she is
super fucking hot.
I wipe my mouth and I say, you know what? That's not a bad way to go. That's not a bad way to go.
Do they?
I should be kissing all of them.
Very important question, mm-hmm. Murph. Do the Bullywugs believe in heaven?
Yeah.
Yeah, do we have time? Can I use my action to ask if they believe in heaven?
They say no and stab you in the head. Okay. Bev, you're up.
Okay, all right, shit.
You got three Bullywugs three left. They have not been attacked.
And Hard
yet.
One is stabilized.
Hard
so
one's
good.
Fine.
All right.
Also has all of his goddamn abilities. Hasn't used any of them.
I'm either like, I am either cutting people in half and decapitating them
or dead.
Passed out.
But truthfully.
That's kind of what fighters do.
Truly, once you like start to use your abilities, I think you're going to find that you stay up a little more.
Hard one's got fucking. You got one speed, and I
I don't
that.
Even know what great weapon fighting is.
Oh, that's you can re-roll ones and twos on your damage.
I'm a moron.
Yeah, feel free to do any
Hard
level.
One is not smart.
Feel free to do any level of research, just any level.
Do any of the words on that sheet.
Yeah, cool. Maybe people at home can just tweet how to play.
Do
a
at Jake.
Do at me.
Do at Jake.
Do at me.
Do at Jake.
Bev, you got,
get in on the
you got
Reddit.
Three
Tell
of these bullies.
I'm going to position myself in front of Hard One.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't need it. I'm good.
You see, Beverly is protecting 2.5 feet of you.
Yeah. No, my fist clenches. My eyes shine with courage and determination.
He is Naruto.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is so anime.
Get your hands off my Scoutmaster.
Yeah. That's what I say, but my voice does crack when I say it. And then I attack the nearest one.
Great, go for it.
Cool. Nat 20, baby.
Ooh,
nice! Shit.
Roll 2d8 and
Looks
then add,
like
just add your modifier
boobs
once.
But you
roll
d8
twice.
That's an 8.
That's a nat 8.
Nice.
Ooh.
A nat 8. The famous
Ooh,
nat
we
8.
We critted with
five.
The 8.
And a 5. Okay,
critical
so
8.
13,
so 13
plus,
your... plus
what is your...
Attack damage?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, plus 5, so 18.
Dope. Oh, yeah. My God.
Young Beverly.
What? Beverly, finish him.
I think Beverly is Rock Lee from Naruto.
Yeah. I say, this is for Hard One! and I do a straight up...
Like, shh.
I do straight up Link from Zelda Spinning Slash.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Very yeah. cool.
And you cut him in half.
I think I probably just
to,
like...
Or what do you do?
Well, how tall are they?
They're dwarf size. They're like 4
Okay,
four and
so yeah,
tall.
I could cut them in half.
If you want to send them my way, I can kiss them. Seems like it's maybe.
Beverly also kisses, gives a kiss of death.
I say
Beverly kisses
Beverly
him, but nothing
regular,
happens.
Regular vomits into his throat, and he
and when
chokes.
Yeah, when they like slide apart after I cut them in half, I say thanks, but I already have my dissection badge.
Ooh, that's badass, dude.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Thanks.
We both pat his head and say, good boy.
Is it weird that I like this? It's weird that I like this.
It's good. Well, it's because you're doing it for an honorable reason.
That's right.
We're going to get you your murder patch, buddy.
Pelor shines upon me. That's not a real patch.
It will be.
That's one of the forbidden patches.
Hey, I'll whip you up a murder patch.
Oh, thank you.
So these bullywugs are going
to... Start making up patches for him.
...are going to swing down on this little demon boy. And he misses with his first attack, and he goes to bite. And he misses with his bite.
They're so intimidated.
Other guy swings on Beverly, misses with his bite, and misses with his spear.
Yeah. Nice,
that is hard. Whoa. One.
Great. I'm going to use my second wind.
Great. Go ahead and roll a d10.
No, this
and
is
then you get
it.
That plus your fighter level.
This
so
is so good.
Level two.
Jake, this is basically like you getting back up and being like,
I wasn't passed out.
Yeah. You weren't fighting at full strength before.
I didn't pass out and wet my pants.
Everyone has covered in shit his pants. Like, it's muck. It's just stuff from the swamp.
Man,
just,
the swamp smells really like shit.
Ooh, that's an 8.
Great.
Do I add anything
plus
to
your
that?
Fighter level. So 10 total. So you get 10 HP back.
Great.
Sulfur head.
And that's a bonus action, I think.
That's 22.
That's bonus action.
I believe
so
that's a bonus action, so you can still make an attack.
Now, his second very win, nice. Like, he takes off his, like, weighted bands, and he's got, like, a little extra energy.
I'd like to, like, unbraid my hair.
Okay.
Shake out the mane.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
What do I roll
You
now?
Can make an attack.
Hard cool. one became hot one.
Ooh. That's his alter 20. Ego.
Yeah.
Great, that hits.
Great axe, and...
Go ahead and attack him Aladdin style.
Opa Aladdin style, hit him for a 16.
Holy
I'm
shit.
I'm going great axe. Instead of like top down. I'm going cocked ahead. It's fucking yo-yo around the world thing.
Ahead. He feels Ooh. Everything. He's conscious through the whole thing. He doesn't die until the axe hits his brain stem. And you
That's
can see
right.
how much pain he's in as his face contorts until
good,
he's
good,
cut
good.
In half.
Any last words from him?
Yeah.
No, the guy next to him says, Jesus Christ, that's my dad!
All well, of us were someone...
He's not making any more children anytime soon.
Moonshine.
Oh, okay.
How many of these guys are left? One or
just
two?
Just one.
Then I go to the guy who said, that's my dad, and I say, you should be with your father.
Wait,
and
no.
That's hospitable.
Should we, like, try and question him or something?
It's too late.
Okay.
and I am.
She's already said her line.
I think. Yeah. I asked that question, and as I'm asking it, yeah.
Should we question him? He's dead.
Okay.
15.
15 a hit. That does hit.
Ooh, baby.
Do your damage.
Okay, so I get to do lots of exciting damage.
Let's question
lots of exciting damage
to this
okay, so
poor fatherless child.
Plus my spellcasting modifier, which is 5, so 10. Plus I get to roll an extra d6.
For your symbiotic entity stuff?
I would like to question him about heaven.
12, bitch.
12 total?
Yeah.
Whoa.
This dude is dead. Finish him.
Okay, I'm going to just disembowel him. I feel like we've been like...
That's going to take
I'm going to do take my take it and just do like a nice smooth but shallow enough cut that it doesn't cut him in half but instead
just
his spill? Guts spill
before
out.
Before his guts come out I say Beverly's right, he might have some good intel.
And then I
insides
say,
fart out of his stomach
as the insides
as Beverly disembowels him with a shillelagh. Just shoves it up his ass.
Moonshine
sorry.
And then Moonshine says, maybe we share that dissection badge.
Uh-huh.
I can get into badges.
I do.
She takes the patch off of
me. Yeah. No, I give it to her. I give her the patch and say, you've earned it. And as the frog's entrails are bleeding out, I do go up and try and question him. Who's your leader? Where are you keeping the green teens?
His dead frog eyes stare at you.
I'm gonna go through
a thousand years of horror in his eyes.
I'm gonna go through his guts to make sure it wasn't an expecting mother.
It was all right. Yeah.
There were twins in there.
Wait, oh, really?
Cool.
No.
Can Hardwood decapitate him?
Yeah. Go ahead. And keep wrecking his body.
No, y'all. I think we need to give this was.
So just so you guys
said,
know, so you guys are out of battle now. You do hear commotion. The whole
camp, we gotta hide.
The whole camp the knows that. People are here. The gong went off.
So we do not have time to do a proper burial.
So we're going to come back
later,
though.
Kick some muck on top of him.
Yes, let's kick. That's a quick burial. So, yeah, everyone kick some muck as you run away and hide.
A very honorable tradition.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to run, and how far away are you guys going to go?
I think that we should run towards it and hide, like, at, like, the mouth of the entrance. Oh, yeah,
when you are guarding near a fire, you get night blind. Because you're looking at the light from the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look out into the woods, you can't really you
okay.
can't see as well.
Yeah.
All right. I won't give them advantage on their checks then. That's a good fact, Jake.
Yeah. So I think that
read Game of Thrones books, people.
Where's night blindness?
Yeah. I think that we should try to run towards it, but like hide at like the mouth of where they'd be running out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's really smart. They'll run right past
okay,
us.
Okay. So you're going near the. So you're going near the tent, so everybody go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
We all hold newspapers up to our face. And you guys right do. Past.
You... Oh, I got a one.
Okay.
But I have Mask of Wild.
Okay, then that's advantage.
Okay.
So then roll again.
This is a stealth check?
Yes.
Right. I got a two.
I got a...
Oh, shit.
What'd you get?
A two.
I had a ten. What did you get?
I got a nine.
Oh, God.
So we're not that stealth.
We're fucked,
we?
Guys. Yeah. Hey, I'm still symbiotic entity. I still got my shit going.
My HP's back to 22, bitch.
Let me cool. see so how you guys, long my Shalala lasts for.
Let me just give a quick recap of the chain of events that just happened.
Uh-huh.
Beverly threw his voice to try to sound like a female bullywug in heat.
Uh-huh. Oh, I sounded like a male, not a female.
That
That's
wasn't the problem.
Yeah.
Bullywug heard this. He was right next to a gong.
Beverly said, because my voice is so deep.
Hit the gong. Seven bullywugs go out into the forest. You guys manage to kill them after Hard One is knocked out. You do not run off, wait for anything to die down, but rather approach the camp, make a ton of noise as you see seven more bullywugs near the fire clock you guys, including a bullywug king with a makeshift crown and a little robe. You see he has a wooden crown that's like shittily made with jewels like pasted on.
Well,
that's
the bullywog royalty.
And that is where we will end our session with you guys definitely about to die.
Yeah, we might need a retreat.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks everyone for listening. This is the last episode ever of the D&D podcast.
See you. Not next week or ever.
Listen next week to see how our heroes get out of this one.
Spoiler, they don't.
But yeah, guys, follow us on Twitter at Jake Hurwitz, at Caldy, at Eaxford, at CH Murph is me. Be sure to rate the podcast,
maybe
guys.
Maybe I should make a Moonshine Twitter at Moonshine.
Absolutely. Do a little.
Yeah, you got some good fan art.
A little
role
playing on the side.
Yeah, guys, thanks so much for the fan art. It's been amazing.
Oh, my God.
Check out the.
Love it.
Yeah, there's a subreddit.
Yes,
where fan art is.
Our Not Another D&D podcast.
Uh-huh.
That's DND, the letter N.
Oh. Oh, and if you want to tweet about the show, we have via text chain decided it's hashtag NADPOD.
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 With
two Ds?
Two Ds. Yeah.
NADD.
NADD. Yeah.
POD. All my NADPOD. Little NADPOLs out there, get ready to start tweeting.
Well,
I was taking the test. So I took two to the chest.
Huh?
NADPOD. POD. Youth of the Nation. Try to keep up, everyone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
First,
I can't do the podcast
first
anymore,
POD
man. First POD reference, but not the last. We are Youth of the Nation. We are.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to do our shout-outs now for our new reviews. We couldn't do them together because we record the episodes in blocks, so we wouldn't be able to keep up. But anyway, Auto Remix Champ asked for a shout-out from the DM himself. I am the DM himself, so shout-out Auto Remix Champ. A couple people asked for shout-outs from Scoutmaster Denny, so here he is. Dire Rabbit and A. Parkman 08, I would like to cordially invite you to next year's Jamboreen, because this year's Jamboreen is super canceled. Remember that. Please don't come. The green teens are gone. All right, guys, let's catch up with Hard One, Beverly, and Moonshine. They'll do their shoutouts. Then I will do a big lightning round at the end with everybody who didn't specify. Thanks again.
Hard One Surefoot would like to offer a nice hearty forearm handshake to Etc. Rob, put her there, brother, MJD 1020, and Hey YGSYEB, Adrian, how the heck are ya, K Sutton 127, Swag Baller 2K16, what happened to the last 2 years, Swag Baller, have you been a Swag Baller or not, Cameron W., pretty just okay guy, C guy 24, and L boy 85.
A letter to all my fellow green teens in the upper Galateron region. Troop designation, Golden Poplar. Dear Shockwave 527, C. Urbanski, S. Wrigley, Mr. Jinder, Forced to Do This, Darren, Still Forest, Steven Number 5, Eka Snoopy, Kinder Bob, Heck of a Guy 7000, and Good Day Mates. As you might have heard, the Green Teen Jamboreen is in peril, but worry not. I, Beverly Togold, along with my two new Scoutmasters / best friends, have agreed to save the day. In the meantime, I need you all to make sure our troop remains a shining example of what it is to be a green teen. Shockwave 527, practice your origami skills, and you'll earn that fourth leaf patch in no time. And Mr. Jinder, no matter what anyone says, you're a very good boy. In Pelor's name and everlasting mercy, I remain Beverly Togold the Fifth. Goodbye!
Hey y'all, Moonshine here. Just wanted to extend the wettest, grimiest crick kiss to a few of my fellow mudbuds. Lord Yorjid, Queen of the Bears, and heir to the throne of Oglethorpia, you sure do make a mean, buttered and battered crawtail. Love my waifu, JHS, the eyeless rogue, Tamarin Fortim, and always pays debts. Y'all got hospitality for days. Never did I see a bed got turned down so nice. Saduja 03, come on by if you ever get that goiter fixed. In fact, here, couple of youngin' mushrooms heal that right up for you. B Chill, Sam Connolly, Thrumman RN, AJ2196, and Pawpaw's Lil Mama, y'all are just about as sweet and tasty as the first sludge of spring. And Don L136, Jake and Amir and Grant, OCM244, Bohara 45, and Rise Up Nation, the whole mess of you are as welcome as a cricket in a slug race. Papa, get! Don't be gnawing on my overalls! Oh, I see. Papa would also like to say hello to y'all five. Well, that's about all for now. Moonshine out.
Murph back for the lightning round, baby. Let's do this. Shout out to A-Dude93, Master Catan, Poker Pokes You, KCal5, SoxFan423, Ryan KT, Sinai So Win, PapayaMan2247, Red Trush, KillBill143, Noah Jake, The Winged Norwal, Mabry, Dabid, Patriot Joker, The Clement, Deja Ray, Actual Merman, Spicy Meow, Guy Incognitos, Simon 914, Ramo 411, Girl Daisy, Choff Matt, Black Zenobia, Orphan Face, Chicken Parmesan, Alec Kosi, Ninja 4LF3, Not Jarnet, Scoot McGavin, Jordan Schmuel, Ninja Schwan, Ivan Jaganoff, B Can 777, Shadow Striker 18, Javertigo, Kale Football 56, Hencat 15, Maddie Cakes 124, Soft Chicken Boy, Jibe G, Cookie Pants 22, Addy XO, Bionxi, Ninja Key Blader, Lieutenant Lunchables, DBaker 8633, Dragon Master 123, Kale P, Cart Ross, Ruth Alfredo Sauce, Number One Gex Fan, Nosred Nyatek, Kiros Feta, ASDDHK, Blue Furba Magoo, Steve Linenkamp, Ripped Off, Evan Lodge, Greg in San Jose, Victor Victoria, CMF Brock, Win2, and Wima12. Thank you guys again for giving us reviews. If you guys want shoutouts, leave us reviews and specify which character you want it from, because let's face it, this lightning round is not sustainable. Thanks again, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.